Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and today is Wednesday, March 18th, and I hope that wherever you are, you're taking a little time for yourself. I want to thank you for joining us today, whether you are tuning in live or via archive. It's so great to connect with you, and I'm really excited about our show today. I'm so sorry I wasn't here on the 11th for our show. I woke up and I wasn't feeling well, and my voice was just hurting so much that I just thought it would be better not to try to muddle through and have you have to listen to all of the scratchiness going on. And I know that there's still a little bit today, but it's much better. So I'm very excited to be back with all of you and back on our regular schedule. And especially because today is the third Wednesday of the month, which means that the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology with us today. We're going to be talking about this current as well as upcoming energy and how to work with it. And I'm going to share some messages from the angels that will support us in working with the energy too. So this show is going to be full of insight, inspiration, support tools, and just lots of great stuff. So for those of you who may be new to the show, welcome. I want to tell you a little bit about Elizabeth. Elizabeth is a very well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their own best potential every single day. And as always, it's such a pleasure to have her here. So welcome back to the show, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, Christy, and hello to everyone listening. Welcome to the beginning of the Aries energies. We're kicking off the whole shebang, whole wheel of astrology, starting again.
Yes. Here we go again.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It seems like so much has happened since the last 4 weeks that you were here, and I know everyone's really feeling this intense energy that you told us about and were giving us so much great insight about last month. And I think everybody's really excited to hear what you have to say today and kind of take a peek into this new Aries cycle and everything. So thanks again for being here. We really love having you.
Oh, my gosh. It's a pleasure. It's one of those things I really look forward to and, sharing with you and all the listeners. And all of us kind of going through this together, it really helps. And all you guys who post, I know they connect with you on Instagram and me on Facebook and Twitter, when we sort of say, the energy is this, and you get up, 20 people going, yeah, I'm the exact ditto,
And yeah.
At least we know we're not going through it in isolation. And, with that last Pluto Uranus square, that we knew that was going to be quite the intensive cycle, and we've already started the Aries stelliums, and those are really going to carry through. So we still have a lot of firepower left. The good thing is, the personal planets, as of yesterday, one at a time, have begun moving through Taurus, and I think that is kind of going to be our salvation.
Definitely, yay!
That's going to be a resource. Truly, and resources are something, of course, Taurus is associated with. And, of course, the Taurus thing connects nicely with Neptune that'll still be over there in Pisces and Chiron, the healing asteroid. Those stay in Pisces for the next cycle. So we will have some sort of energies that we can tune into for rest and retreat and renewal, but we've got a lot of firepower coming up. So I don't know which way you want to do the show today. We'll just go with the flow. I know you have angel messages, and so whatever. This is working with
okay.
The Pisces, you guys. This is a Pisces. Christy's a Pisces, so we go with the flow.
We do. I know, and I know you have so much incredible information and lots of data and dates. So why don't I start first, and then we'll have all of your information together, because I know I don't want to break up all of that flow that you have.
That sounds good. I'm ready for some angel messages.
Okay, good.
Bring them on, girl.
Okay. Bring them on, yes. Okay, so here comes the angel messages for this new cycle, and it's interesting because we've been going through this really long stint of messages from Michael, and this month we're switching. So the energy that really wants to support us this month is Archangel Raphael. And for those of you who may be new to working with angels, angels are non-denominational beings of love and light, and they are available to every single person who feels guided to work with them, and everybody has angels with them, whether they consciously realize it or not. And they don't belong to any one particular group. Archangel Raphael's name means God heals, and his energy is a very comforting and soothing energy. And I like to liken Raphael's energy to almost this really incredible, like, big brotherly energy. If you can imagine having a big brother who's very supportive and kind and almost like jokey a little bit sometimes with you and kind of kids around, but also very supportive and helps you have whatever you need to move forward, you can kind of connect to that energy of Raphael. He's represented by the color green, and it's a really dark emerald green, just like our heart chakra. And he works with anyone who calls upon him. Again, anyone can work with him. If you feel like you need support or healing or just some comfort and just feel like you need, it's almost like that energy of like just needing a hug or something. He also works with people who have a life purpose as a healer, and that's a pretty big umbrella of service. So what does that mean? It means people who feel called to help and serve. So that can be some traditional things that we might think of at the top of our head, like a traditional medical doctor or a nurse or an acupuncturist or a naturopath. But it can also include people who are guided to do therapy or coaching or spiritual counseling or intuitive counseling, astrology, anybody who feels called into service to help people heal or to maximize their own best potential. So if that feels like you, or you feel like you're moving into that umbrella of service, working with Raphael can be very helpful. So that's just kind of an overview to give you an idea of kind of the theme of our messages for this month. So the messages he has is that this is a time of deep releasing with all these energy shifts, and we need to make our body's needs and health a top priority. And so for those of you who might be thinking, oh, no, not that, it's okay, take a breath, and just know that any kind of like health or body messages that feel kind of like you don't want to hear them, it actually means to underscore them a little bit more for yourself. So he's saying the very first thing that's so important is to stay hydrated at this time. And even if you're someone who's great at drinking your daily amount of water, increase that water, because with all of the releasing and shifts that are happening, he's saying that getting dehydrated is really not going to be helpful in moving through this really powerful intensity that's coming up. And along that same token of staying hydrated, the next message is eliminate toxins. So you showed me alcohol. So eliminating or reducing your alcohol intake, reducing or eliminating stimulants, including coffee, artificial sugars, or you know those energy drinks, caffeinated teas, any other dehydrants. So cigarettes or anything else that you might smoke, it actually really dehydrates the body. And the big first message is about staying hydrated. The next message he has for us is about moving our body every single day and really focusing on gentle movements to keep anything from getting stuck in your body during this releasing time. So some gentle exercise can be things like walking or yoga or Pilates or Tai Chi, and just really emphasizing gentility and just being easy on your body, which really kind of goes hand in hand with the next message, which is he is saying increase gentility and quiet. He said there's going to be this call to pull within a bit to hear your inner voice so you know what you're being asked to focus upon, both inward and outward. So the inward messages, he said, is going to be about what things you need to release as you're going through this cycle, whether that's physical things or things like behaviors or situations or people, as well as any outward changes that you're being guided to make to kind of hit the ground running and make things happen and go, 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 that there is going to be this natural kind of leaning in to noticing that you feel like you need to take some quiet time to really hear your own inner voice so that you can be the own, your own kind of like a CEO, if you will, about the changes that you're being guided to make. And so it'll help you make them. the next big thing, he's saying that you're going to need to rest when you need to. And that, and he's saying a lot of people are going to really try to push this one to the sideline because there's going to be so many things that you're going to feel like you want to get going on. Is that these energies can actually create feelings of exhaustion, kind of like fogginess in our head. Some people, he said, are going to experience body ache or sensitivity in their skin, even feelings of lethargia or sadness, and even feeling, again, being parched, like you can't get enough water. So when or if this happens, it's a message for you to really rest to help your body clear these energies. And he kept showing me that there's going to be a big mix between resting, quiet, and action. So the reason that he's so strongly recommending body care this month is so that we can all be ready when each of the energy shows up. So, for example, there's going to be times where you might feel like you have this big burst of energy and you're really ready to just go, 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 and you're getting so many things done and you're just kind of burning through your list. And then all of a sudden, just this washing over of just feeling like, whoa, I can't believe that, you know, earlier today or yesterday I had so much energy and today I just feel completely wiped out. And he's saying that not to start going into a space of thinking, oh, what's wrong, but to be prepared for these big energy shifts and to act accordingly. So when the kind of flip side happens to having all that energy, it's where you feel like you really need to just physically rest, then give yourself permission to do it, because there's such an equal measure of importance being able to clear and rest and renew so that you can go back and really take advantage of that big kind of forward motion energy that will be coming kind of really like in a cycle right after the resting space, as well as during that rest, really taking some time to kind of look within. So I said there's going to be a lot of push-pull happening. And when we are taking care of our physicality and taking care of our body, it helps that push-pull to not feel so dramatic, or if you can imagine an analogy of a roller coaster, it can feel like it's not so intense of really high highs and really low lows. Your body will help you to sustain it in a more gentle component. And the last message that he has is to let go of anything that you're trying to control. So if you're trying to force something to happen, or you're trying to hold on to a specific situation and just saying like, no, 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 I don't want to let this go, he's saying that trying to hold on is really futile at this point, and to really give yourself permission to just relinquish control. And he wants to remind you that you can work with him simply by asking him to be with you, and there's no one way or right way to do that. Any way that's right for you is perfect. And you can also ask him to guide you to any kind of healing session or practitioner that's going to be a right support system for you if you feel guided to reach out for support this month. So that's what I have for our messages this month of how to work with the energies.
Wow, that's quite a bit, and it matches nicely with, you know, these personal planets that are going to be heading through Taurus throughout the cycle. And again, some of that Piscean energy, you know, those are both healing forces and energy. And I think a lot of people all winter long have been experiencing that, those bursts of energies, and then just being slammed and you know, falling asleep for a day or an afternoon. You know, so that's, you know, that cycle, you know, it seems to be continuing. And I've personally seen a lot of clients with, you know, bodily reactions, and, you know, pretty much since winter solstice. And I was sort of hoping, as we're leaving the winter, you know, Aries, the sun moving into Aries starts the spring, you know, is kind of hoping that we don't get as much in the body. And I think that prevention that you were talking about, of staying hydrated, really listening to your body. And I would add to that, you know, because it's so connected, is accessing these Taurus energies. Because when we think about Taurus, that's fixed earth. So it's the tangible physical form. So it's going for a hike. It's spending time in nature. It's maybe playing with a cat or a dog, you know, a little four-legged friend, you know, where you just kind of have a retreat. You connect back with nature and you slow down. And I think that that's going to be a nice sort of antidote or way to help balance out the fire energies that are coming in. So I think that's going to be really, really helpful.
Oh, thank you for adding that. Absolutely. And I love how this just kind of like dovetails with all of the wonderful things that you bring to the show too. And yeah, hopefully that will be a really good resource for all of us.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you want to move into the fire sign stuff and the Aries cycle? Yeah, so you guys...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so the big thing, and the new video is uploading as we speak to YouTube, so you guys can kind of get the resources here and pop over to YouTube. You know, it's under Elizabeth's Oracle. You can find me pretty easily, and I'll have it on the front page of my site, you know, by like tomorrow or so, the new video. But yeah, we're going into Aries, and think about this. This is cardinal energy, so it's initiating and instigating, and in a good place, that's great, and it's fire. So it's what we're passionate about, what we, you know, really wake up and want to do. But there's going to be a whole lot of it, like literally starting on the 20th. We have two eclipses this cycle, and they are total eclipses. So on March 20th, the day the sun moves into Aries, we have an eclipse. And on the full moon, April 4th, we have another eclipse. Those are big energies. But the thing that really struck me as I was researching this was how many fire connections. You know, we knew, you know, the sun would, of course, connect with Jupiter in Leo and Saturn in Sagittarius, the other two fire signs that those, you know, that have big planets moving through them. But the thing is, obviously, we have, for you guys who follow astrology, we've had Uranus in Aries for like the last 3 years, and that's, you know, that's halfway through its transit of Aries because it's a slower moving outer planet. So the sun will be connecting with Uranus. The south node is there. That'll be in effect throughout the cycle. But the other, you know, players, so to speak, are Mars and Mercury. So Aries is the planet Mars rules. And think about Mars. Mars is our aggression. We could think of it as raw energy. If you want to do something even completely peaceful, you want to paint a picture, you still need some energy to pick up the paintbrush and do that. I'm kind of laughing thinking of that guy. And we're sketching a little deer. But you still need some energy to sketch the little deer. Otherwise, it just stays in your head out in la-la land with Neptune. You know what I mean? So Mars, yeah, you know, is an activator. And it is in Aries when this cycle starts. And it will move then at the end of the month on the 31st. Thankfully, that will go into Taurus. But the day before, Mercury, which is now in Pisces, will then go into Aries. So that's the one, that's the period I really am telling people. I think it's a hot spot, sort of, whether we call it March 30th through April 14th, which is the actual Mercury transit of Aries, or the 1st through the 10th. And I've outlined a lot of the combinations in the video because they're a little technical and a lot to go through. But this period of April 1st through April 10th is absolutely a hot spot because we've got Mercury, which rules our thinking, and it's in Aries, which is just the most impulsive sign of all of them. It's bold, it's brave, it's in the now, but it doesn't always think through the consequences. So all you people who get mad during that period, do not hit send. That's all I'm saying. you know, there are consequences. That's, you know, but because it's going to be hooking up with Uranus, which is all that, you know, that's big firepower in Aries, completely surprising. I definitely think this is also potentially a very global hot spot kind of thing, and the kind of awful things that we've gotten used to seeing in the news, school shootings, and, you know, I hope that stuff doesn't come to pass at that time, but if there's a time where all that energy could escalate, it would definitely be the first part of April, because that next full moon eclipse is right in the middle of it. So, you know, just all think about it. Jupiter, Saturn, Jupiter expands. Saturn can be in Sagittarius, can be fanaticism. You know, it's religion in a higher aspect, but then it's beliefs, and you can't separate people from their beliefs. If they believe it's right, you know, like we see kids right. every day leaving Canada, England, Holland, and literally getting on a plane and just flying to Turkey to join the jihad, you know. And it's, I mean, it
right.
happens that fast. And so this is the world we live in. And so those resources, all that healing energy that Christy is talking about and coming through Archangel Raphael, this is, I would say that's a good time to take a news diet if that stuff stresses you out, even being aware of it, because we will have these one after the other. Equally, we'll have planets staying in Taurus to keep us grounded. So we have Venus right now in Taurus. I believe it's there till April 8th. I'm getting my notes as we speak. Venus is in Taurus from March 17th till April 11th, so it'll kind of guide us through there. So we think about what we love, or love being the answer to any of those things. When we drop into our heart, you know, we're not as likely to be as positional and as, you know, and the other two transits are Mars in Taurus, and this is a nice one for feeling like you want to take a lot of action, but putting it into practical and tangible, sustained use. That's Mars in Taurus from March 31st to May 11th. It's a nice long one, you guys.
Oh,
we're all
nice.
Fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like saying, no, just like you were saying, yeah, I'm inspired. Let me do the writing or the whatever it is for 2 hours a day instead of burning myself out and being on a manic, artistic, yeah, I stayed up till 5 a.m. and I got to get up at 6 and go to a day job. I mean, if you feel peaceful in that space, your body might work with that, but I'd say really watch the extremes and that. I'd say a couple hours a day at something that you love, or an hour a day carving that out. I mean, you know, my hero, J.K. Rowling, look what she did, just
yep.
writing every day. So
exactly.
That's Taurus. It sustains, and Mars in Taurus all the way through May 11th can give us a lot of sustenance. And then thankfully, after April 14th, at the end of the cycle, Mercury will calm down our thinking and go into Taurus too, where we're a little more thoughtful. And I do want to say, during that hot spot week, there's another astrological sort of, I would call, a little signature that I think is going to be helpful. So we will have that full the second eclipse right in the middle of all those fire combinations, all those fiery energies bouncing off one another. And that will be a full moon in Libra, where the North Node is. And so those nodal connections are important, because Libra asks us to consider the other person. You know, it asks us to walk in another person's shoes, you know, switch over. So if you know, any of our things, relationship, business transaction, whatever it is, you know, we can, in Aries, we can get very individualistic and very me. And, you know, with Jupiter there in Leo, it gets a little out of control. And then you add some Saturn, I'm right, these are my beliefs, you know, it's yikes. So, you know, that nice connection with Libra, where we go, wait, how is my partner seeing that? What is he thinking or she thinking? You know, what feedback has he or she given me, and maybe I need to sit on his side of the table or her side of the table, and, you know, I'll be able to view the room in a different way, and I may not agree with the conclusion he or she comes to, but now I see how he or she comes to it. You know what I mean? And so just,
absolutely.
Yeah, stopping to do that will, I think, make all the difference when all that, you know, aggressive Aries energy happens. And it's not all bad. I mean, you know, I love my Aries clients, I love my Aries people, but it's a very strong, bold, activating energy. And we have like stelliums throughout this cycle, meaning 4 or 5 planets at a time, constantly. You know, it's just like, I'm trying to think of, like, you know, just that, you know, the big finale at a July 4th, but it's another firecracker, It's like, whoa, that's a lot of firepower. And
exactly.
So, you know, the best way to use it, and in the middle of it, one aspect is that Jupiter goes direct. You know, so if we can really say, wow, Jupiter first crossed 12 degrees in September last year, mid-September. So especially for Leos, but everybody, if you can think of what started falling apart and being just put on hold and out of my control, back in September, you know, what just got completely sidelined could be an injury with all the stuff people have gone through. Could be just waiting for information to come through or a project to get green-lighted before you could do your next thing. So Jupiter was moving forward then, hit 12 degrees, of course, in December on the 8th. It got all the way up to 22 and then started its retrograde. So on April 8th, it has come from 22 degrees all the way back to where it was in September. But the good thing is it's going direct in the middle of all the fire. And so it will start bringing those things back online, you know, the things that got sidelined and thrown on a shelf, you know, due to nobody's, you know, asking for that to happen. But so you guys will see, you know, like, yay, finally those answers coming through, those figures or whatever it is that you, you know, got sidelined will come back online about that time. And so, you know, we can use this fire and this passion. I just think it's like electricity, and we're going to need to equally pull in the Taurus energy, like Christy was saying, on a daily basis, you know, to ground that in, so that like lightning, which is Uranus, shock, surprises, radical energy, we're like, okay, let's harness that and put it to good use. And the Jupiter thing is then going to help, you know, expand. That's what Jupiter does. So that's why the conscious part, tuning into your angels, first taking good care of yourself and your body, like Christy's saying, is so important, because once you're clear and solid, you can then use the fire energies like tools, specialized tools. Okay, Mercury is in Aries, so let me get off a round of emails. You know, let me communicate quickly, you know, and run a sale if you have a business, whatever it is. You know, it's that thing where we use it consciously. So, you know, those are some of the energies we're going to be working with over the next, you know, till the sun goes into Taurus. April
20th. Wow, that's amazing. Ooh, a big cycle. Thank you so much for all that information and putting it all together for us like that. That's very helpful.
Yeah, hopefully it's, you know, that people can stop and tune into, you know, and go out and just look at the stars at night. That's also very Taurus. People don't think of it. They think of the earth and stuff like that. But just, you know, we're here on this earth and we see all the heavens, and that is one of the most tranquilizing medicines. And that's what Taurus is about, you know, feeling rooted and grounded and tranquil. And so that's another thing at night, you know, a way to access these energies and know that you're part of something much bigger, a cycle that's always in flow, and find some peace as you move, you know, through all this.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Elizabeth. We're down to the last 2 minutes of the show, and I really want people to know how they can schedule a session with you and how they can opt in for the free newsletter and all that good stuff.
Thank you so much. Yes, you guys can come to ElizabethOracle.co, and I'll just run a spontaneous special here. So while the sun's in Aries, if you schedule a reading with me, in other words, you place an order, and you put Christy, in honor of our host here, in your email to me, I will add 5 minutes to any order while, you know, one per customer, while the sun is in Aries. So, yeah, let's do a Christy special. We've been doing
awesome.
This for 2 years together now. I was just thinking about that. And we got through the Pluto-Uranus squares together. God love you, you know, and Saturn going through, well, we're almost through Saturn through Scorpio. You know, that'll happen again this summer. But, yeah, you guys, so that you can find all that and sign up for the free newsletter and watch the latest video, all that good stuff. And where can
they
find
thank
you?
Great, thank you. Oh, it's so sweet. If you would like to schedule a reading or healing with me this cycle, you can find me at KristyMAyala.com. It's KristyMAyala.com. And I also invite you to join my free newsletter as well. I just linked to a free download when you join, and there's a special price for a reading for new members for opting in. So this is a great time for you to join both of our newsletter communities, and we invite you to come over and get some goodies and connect with us. And again, thank you so much for being here, Elizabeth. It's so wonderful to have you here, and we really appreciate all the work you prepare and put in for this show every month.
Oh, well, thank you for hosting, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Just sending you so much light.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for being here. And please join me next week as I welcome Nina Olivia from Vintage Fox 1947. And until then, as always, we're sending you love and many blessings. Bye-bye.